1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Tuesday, August 1st. We've got a very special day coming up for Saturday, August 12th with the great people, Optimist Club of Shakespeare. Joining us in studio is a committee chair, Paul Matheson, with all the details. Paul, it's good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie, and welcome to everybody in Perth County this fine morning.
Absolutely. So, Paul, we've got a very special event coming up with the Optimist Club of Shakespeare. What's going on here?
Well, as you were saying, the Optimist Club of Shakespeare is embarking on its 50th anniversary of serving the youth in the community, the village of Shakespeare. In recognition of this milestone, the club is holding a 50th anniversary family fun day in conjunction with the grand opening of our most recent project, a 2,500-foot walking path around the perimeter of our grounds in Shakespeare, with an exercise pad.
That is awesome. So let's talk about the get-together, 50 years with the Shakespeare Optimist Club. What's planned for the afternoon? Lots going on there, Paul.
Yes, the afternoon's going to kick off at from 1 till roughly 6 o'clock with an open house and lots of activities for the kids. At 1 o'clock till about 1:45, we're having an Elvis impersonator. This Elvis impersonator was at one time a member of the Optimist Club of Shakespeare, and he really reaches out to the club as they were unable him to embark on this career as being Elvis, as we mentored him into being able to get up and speak in front of a large group of people.
So, nice.
So that's going to be from 1 till 1:45 roughly. From 2 o'clock till about 2:45, we're going to have a grand opening of our walking path along with some dedication from the local dignitaries and that, and clubs in which we have mentored over the past 50 years.
Oh, very good. And I've seen some of the photos, Paul, on social media with the walking path, all the construction, the paving. The walking path looks great.
Yes, it is. And it is being used right at this moment. It's not quite completely finished with the landscape and everything, but it is accessible. This walking path is accessible for wheelchairs and everything. We felt after the pandemic we needed something for to reach out and bring the community together, and this is one great example of how we can bring the community together, and they're really buying into it. This was about a $155,000 project, which $50,000 was supported by the municipality of Perth East, with the remainder of the balance being fundraised by the Optimist Club of Shakespeare.
Well, that is great to hear. It is the 50 years of Shakespeare Optimist Club. Again, mark it down for Saturday, August 12th at 1 p.m. Paul, is there anything else we haven't talked about? Or just, again, this is 50 years of the Shakespeare Optimist Club. This is such a good thing.
Yes, there's there's going to be a lot for to do for the kids. There's jumping castles. We're going to have a food truck there. Scooper's Ice Cream from Stratford's going to come out, and you'll be able to purchase a big scoop ice cream from them. Along with, there's a magician coming from 3 till 5 to do some magician acts for the kids. There's going to be an ongoing slide presentation in the hall, which you'll be able to view of the past accomplishments of the club over the past 50 years. There's going to be past presidents' scrapbooks there that you can view and see the different things that we've done over the years. So it's an afternoon full of a lot of fun and fellowship for everyone.
Well said. Paul Matheson, again, with the Optimist Club of Shakespeare. Mark it down on your calendar for Saturday, August 12th, and that's at Galt Street in Shakespeare, where the get-together is happening.
Correct, Jamie.
All right, Saturday, August 12th at 1 p.m., it's 50 years of the Shakespeare Optimist Club. We'll share all the details on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. So, Paul Matheson, committee chair, thanks for all the details, Paul, and congratulations, 50 years with the Optimist Club of Shakespeare.
Thank you, Jamie.